How was your stay last night here? Like? Suraj? You liked yesterday? Stay? You can come little forward so that my sound will be able to. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vyasadeva, yesterday we were discussing that Vyasadeva was the compiler of the Vedas. No? We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4. So, like yesterday, who was asking, you were asking question, no? What is your name?
Sujit.
So, for your information, we'll read from Vedas, no? About Vedas. Because anything which we think we know, is actually not the truth. So therefore we should approach the Vedas for the real knowledge, real understanding. Even about Vedas, you want to know where you will go, you have to go to Vedas. So I'll tell you some history about the Vedas. How Vedvyas was inspired. How he wrote Vedas. That is the beauty of Vedic literature. They are explaining everything. So in the Naimisarana, at the advent of Kali Yuga, 80,000 sages were assembled in Naimisarana. Naimisarana is near Haridwar. Sometimes we can go there. 80,000 sages. And they were doing discourse, like we are doing, pravachan, discourse. That time it was just much different because 80,000 sages, you can understand. No mic system. How 80,000 people will listen? No mic system. They will say this is mythology. No. The atmosphere was so peaceful in the forest that even one pin will drop, you can make out. In Delhi, we are living in Delhi, therefore we cannot understand this. How 80,000 people can sit and hear without mic system. We try to compare everything from our experience. That is a problem. And our experience is bad. In Delhi there is so much pollution, so much sound is going on. Very difficult to. But just now if you switch off the fan, so much clear sound you can hear. So many disturbances. So anyway, 80,000 sages were there sitting and Śrīla Gosvāmī was speaking. So they asked a question. They asked that Tat sarvam na samācakṣva kṛṣṭo yadiha kiñcana manye tvām viṣaye vācām snātam manyatra chāndasāt. This is Bhāgavatam, first canto, 4th chapter, Ślōka 13. We know the sages asked the question to Śrīla Gosvāmī. We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects except some portions of the Vedas, and thus you can clearly explain the answers to all the questions we have just put to you. They have asked many questions. And they are expecting the Lord, the Śrīla Gosvāmī, to answer those questions. So Śrīla Gosvāmī is answering. He is saying, Śrīla Uvāca, द्वापरे समनुप्राप्ते तृतीये युगपर्यये जातः परासरा दोगी बासव्यां कलया हरे. Śrīla Gosvāmī said, when the second millennium overlapped the third, second millennium overlapped the third, the great sage Vyasadev was born to Parasar in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of Vasu. So how Vyasadeva took birth? When Vyasadeva took birth? In the second millennium was overlapping the third millennium. The second millennium means what? Dwapar. And third millennium is Treta. First millennium? Satyu. So the general chronological order is Satyug, Dwapar, Treta, then Kali Yuga. You get the point? Satyug, then Dwapar, then Treta, then Kali. This is the order, chronological order. But then what we have heard? Satyug, Treta, then Dwapar, then Kali Yuga. So here it is mentioned, here very clearly, attentively, very important point here. there is a chronological order. You can close that. You can close because so much sound is coming. You know, we can't hear sound pollution in Delhi. So there is a chronological order of the four millenniums, namely Satya, Dwapar, Treta and Kali. But sometimes there is overlapping. Sometimes there is overlapping. During the regime of Vaivaswat Manu, there was an overlapping of the 28th round of the 4th millennium. 28th round of the 4th millennium, 4 millennium, and the 3rd millennium appeared prior to the 2nd. Only in this regime of Vaivaswat Manu this happened. That also in the 28th chakra. So we have the 4 yugas. You see, this is so scientific. The 4 yuga cycle. Kali Yuga 4,32,000. Dwapar 8,64,000. Treta 12,96,000. And Satyug 20,28,000. So total 43,20,000. One cycle, one chakra of 4 yugas. How much? 43,20,000. And this is called one Mahayuga. 4 yuga together called Mahayuga. So this way there are 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas in the one day of Brahma. Brahmaji time scale is different. So in one day of Brahma means 12 hours. How many chakra of 4 yuga? 1,000 chakra. 1,000 times 43,20,000. That is one day of Brahma, 12 hours. 1,000 Mahayug in one cell. 1,000 Mahayug. One day of Brahma. That is called one Kalpa. Kalpa, you have heard? Word Kalpa. In Vedas there are time scale, different measures of time. So Kalpa. One Kalpa means one day, 12 hours of Brahma. That is 1,000 Mahayug. That is 43,20,000 into 1,000. And then similarly the one Kalpa of night of Brahma, when Brahmaji goes to sleep. So what happens when Brahma goes to sleep? When Brahma goes to sleep, then there is pralaya. That pralaya, all the lower planetary systems are submerged into the water. And in this way, Brahmaji lives for 100 years. In 100 years of Brahma, how many times there are pralaya? 360 into 100. One day, one pralaya. So in 1 year, 365 pralaya. The cycle are same. 365 days, Brahma also life is 1 year, 365. Same what we are seeing, but the scales are different. The scales are different. That's all. So, 365 days into 100, that many times there is pralaya, destruction. And then after 100 years, what happens? Brahma also dies. Brahma also will leave the body. Then what will happen that time? That will be Mahapralaya. At the end of Brahma's life there is kya? Mahapralaya. Ahtana? Gauraj. Gauraj means Gauraj. sir? Goraj.
Gograj.
Very good name. So, Brahmaji, Mahapralaya happened. Brahma leaves the body. So, the entire universe enters into the body of Mahavishnu. There is nobody there to take care now. Who will take care? Mahavishnu. So, the Brahma is the in charge of the universe, Brahmanda. Therefore, it is called Brahmanda. You know, one under, and who is in charge? Brahma. Therefore, it becomes Brahmanda, universe. Like that, there are lakhs and crores of universes. And in each universe, there is one Brahmaji. Brahma is not only one. There are unlimited Brahmas. You can't count also, because there are unlimited universes. And all Brahma dies at the same time. And all, as soon as Brahma leaves the body, all universes intercede with the body of Mahavishnu. And then after, again, and this all, 100 years of Brahma, as we have discussed, you know. So this all happens in during the one breathing of Mahavishnu. One breathing of Mahavishnu. Means 100 years of Brahma is equal to one breathing. Mahavishnu, when he takes, inhales and exhales, one breath, then 100 years of life of Brahma is finished. You can understand how long is the breathing of Mahavishnu. Can you imagine? Whenever Mahavishnu inhales, all the universes enter into his body. And whenever he will exhale, all the universes will come out, Brahma will take birth, all things will happen during the period, and then by the time he will inhale, again everything will be destroyed. So this is creation, annihilation. Creation, annihilation, with the breath of Mahavishnu. And in this, one breathing, so many things are happening in this world. So what is so long for us, from our point of view, from our perspective, from this world, what is so long duration, for Mahavishnu side, it is just a breathing. We call relativity, theory of relativity. So for Mahavishnu, this is not this time. Krishna abhi ek saans le rahe hain. और हम लोग जा रहे हैं, इतना साल बीत गया, हम एक पार क्यों नहीं कर रहे हैं, संसार से निकाल क्यों नहीं रहे हैं, हम इतने दिन से भक्ति कर रहे हैं, 2 साल हो गए, लेकिन उसमें तो अभी सांस, एक सांस भी पूरा नहीं हुआ महाविष्णु का है। तो फ्रॉम कृष्णाज पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इट्स जस्ट ओनली एक सांस को ले लेने दो। Krishna will say, just let me take one breath, chain ki saans lene do. This is Vedic science. And now I'll explain you what happens in one day of Brahma, one kalpa. There are 1000 Mahayugas, 1000 cycle of 4 yugas in one kalpa, one day. In one day of Brahma, one kalpa, how many Mahayugas? 1000. That is called cycle. You know? Round of 4 millennium. 4 millennium means Satyug, Dwapar, Treta and Kali. That is 4 millennium. And one round, just like one round chanting we do. You know? So here four beads are there in this mala. And Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. Satyam, Trita, Dhavar, Kali. One round is over. So like that, 100 rounds if you do, 1000 rounds if you do, one kalpa. Now in each kalpa, each day of Brahma there are 14 manus they appear in one day. 14 manu in one day of Brahma. Kitne manu? 14. 1/4. In 12 hours of Brahma. Means almost 1 hour for one manu. 1 hour for one manu. एक मनु कितने घंटे तक राज्य करते हैं? एक घंटे तक, उतना भी नहीं, थोड़ा कम ही होगा, और 45 मिनट आएगा, 50 मिनट, या 50 मिनट में मनु का जन्म होता है और मृत्यु भी हो जाती है, फ्रॉम ब्रह्माज पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू। और इस तरह से 14 मनु एक दिन में, ब्रह्मा के एक दिन में 14 मनुज आते हैं, और टोटल 14 मनुज मिला के कितना साइकिल हो गया? 1000 राउंड। तो एक मनु के लिए कितना पड़ेगा? 1000 डिवाइड बाई 14 कितना हो गया? 1000 यू डिवाइड 1000 बाई 14 हाउ मच? 71 समथिंग, 71.5। तो 71.5 मिलेनियम फॉर ईच मनु, 71.5 राउंड ऑफ 4 मिलेनियम फॉर वन मनु। सम मनु इज 71, सम मनु इट इज 72, टोटल इट इज 1000 ऑफ 14 मनु। तो हु आर द 14 मनु? 14 मनु कौन कौन है बताइए, कौन बताएंगे? फोर्टीन मनु चौदह मनु एक दिन में ब्रह्मा जी के, फर्स्ट इज स्वयंभू मनु, मनु इज नॉट वन अलग, हम लोग दूसरे मनु इज द फादर ऑफ ह्यूमन काइंड, लेकिन विच मनु? देयर सो मेनी मनु। तो स्वयंभू मनु, स्वरोचिस मनु, उत्तम मनु, तामस मनु, रैवत मनु, चाक्षुषा मनु, वैवस्वत मनु, उनका अभी चल रहा है, प्रेजेंट एज इज अंडर द वैवस्वत मनु। इससे पहले 6 मनु आके ब्रह्मा जी के इस दिन में, जो अभी दिन चल रहा है, जो कल्प चल रहा है, इसके 6 मनु जा चुके हैं, मतलब 6 घंटा बीत चुका है, 7वें मनु जो है अभी चल रहे हैं। तो वी आर मिडिल ऑफ द डे, वी आर अभी दोपहर चल रहा है ब्रह्मा जी का, ब्रह्मा जी का आफ्टरनून चल रहा है, लंच टाइम हो गया है, और व्यवस्थित मनु अभी संभाल रहे हैं, व्यवस्थित मनु का चल रहा है अभी। इसके बाद कौन सा मनु आएंगे वो भी बताया हुआ है, इसके बाद आएंगे सावर्णी मनु, उसके बाद दक्ष सावर्णी मनु, उसके बाद ब्रह्म सावर्णी मनु, उसके बाद धर्म सावर्णी मनु, उसके बाद रुद्र सावर्णी मनु, उसके बाद देव सावर्णी मनु, एंड अल्टीमेटली इंद्र सावर्णी मनु, टोटल मिला के 14 मनु। एंड ईच मनु 72 मिलेनियम, 72 राउंड्स ऑफ मिलेनियम। अब ये पूछिए कि ठीक है, तो ये व्यवस्थित मनु का चल रहा है, दिस इज व्यवस्थित मनु पीरियड इज गोइंग ऑन, व्यवस्थित मनु पीरियड में विच मिलेनियम, विच राउंड इज गोइंग ऑन? 72 राउंड इन व्यवस्थित मनु विल लिव फॉर 72 राउंड ऑफ 4 मिलेनियम, तो विच राउंड ऑफ 4 मिलेनियम इज गोइंग ऑन राइट नाउ बताइए? अभी हमने पढ़ा कौन सा, 28th राउंड, 28th राउंड ऑफ 4 मिलेनियम इज, इसके बाद 29th आएगा। 28th राउंड में कौन सा युग चल रहा है? कलि युग इज गोइंग, इज इट इमेजिनेशन? सो साइंटिफिकली, सो पक्का पार्टिकुलर डिटेल, व्हाई नॉट 29th? Why not only 28th? Why saying? Vyasa is saying 28 only Sutta Goswami. If it is imagination, then it can be anything. Which Manu, which millennium, so detailed. Do they know all this? Ask them. They know only how to disbelieve. That is only what they know. But so detailed explanation. The history and the future also is there. Which Manu is going to come after Devasut Manu? So people, they don't know, they don't read Vedas and they try to comment on Vedas. I don't know anything about your agriculture department, so what, can I comment? No, I don't have right to comment on agriculture if I don't know. I can say, you talk about genetics, I can say it's all mythology. I don't believe. How will I come to know? I have to study, no? I have to go a teacher of genetic engineering, genetic technology. I have to learn first ABCD of genetic technology. Then I have to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Then I can understand higher, isn't it? So similarly, in Vedic knowledge also, we have to first approach a spiritual master. And under his guidance, we have to first learn ABCD. Then we can understand deeper science of Vedic knowledge. It's a science. So, we were reading that in the fourth millennium of Vyavasvat Manu, 20th round of the Vyavasvat Manu, who appeared? Vyasadeva appeared. During that period, regime of Vyavasvat Manu, during the regime of Vyavasvat Manu, which is going on, there was an overlapping of the 28th round of the 4th millennium, and the 3rd millennium appeared prior to the 2nd millennium. Matlab ki Treta Yuga, which is supposed to be 3rd millennium, it became 2nd, and 2nd became 3rd. Only in this, only in 28th round, 29th and 30th ho jayega. 29th mein kya hoga? Pahle Dwapar, phir Treta aayega. उसके बाद वही कंटिन्यू रहेगा सेम. लेकिन स्पेशली पार्टिकुलर इन दिस मिलेनियम दिस हैपेंड लाइक दैट. व्हाई इन दिस मिलेनियम इट हैपेंड लाइक दैट? देयर आर टू रीजन. या वन रीजन इज दैट there was the cursing of Ahilya. Ahilya, you know? You have heard? Ahilya. Ahilya was the wife of Gautam, says Gautam. Gautam had cursed his wife Ahilya to become stone. So therefore, and then after that, there are so many stories, history behind it. And then he understood that Ahilya doesn't have any fault, because it is a mistake of Indra. Therefore, and he said that in Treta Yuga, Lord Ram will appear and then he will put his feet on this stone, then he will again recover your body. So due to that curse, Lord Ram was supposed to appear before Dwapar, according to that curse. That's why this happened, for that curse. To fulfill that word of Gautam Rishi, the millennium overlap. And another reason is that during this period, the Lord Krishna appears when there is the Supreme Lord Himself appears on the earth during this period. So because of that it happened. because of this there was some particular alteration, because Lord Sri Krishna he himself descended. And during that period the mother of the great sage was Satyavati, who was the daughter of the Vasu fisherman. आपने महाभारत में भी सुना होगा, महाभारत बताया हुआ है कि फिशरमैन डॉटर सत्यवती हु वाज लेटर मैरिड टू शांतनु, शांतनु से बाद में सत्यवती का विवाह हुआ, जिससे कि चित्रवीर्य और विचित्रवीर्य दो पुत्र प्रकट हुए. यू नो दिस, यू ऑल नो दिस. सो दैट सत्यवती, because after mother Ganga leaves the Shantanu, then Shantanu one day was on the visit of the forest. Suddenly he saw one fisherman's daughter. But before Shantanu met Satyavati, Parasar Rishi also one day he was going through that path, and he also Satyavati was boating, rowing the boat. So Parasar Muni said that, I would please help me to cross the river. So when Parasar Muni sat on the boat, then somehow Krishna inspired Parasar Rishi, and he was attracted by Satyavati. So there was no sexual intercourse, but just by the looking at the Satyavati, Parasar Muni could produce a child, says Parasar. And that child was Vyasadeva. So modern people say it is mythology. How just by looking you can produce a child? It's impossible. No? It's possible. Why Vyasadeva will write imaginary things? ऐसा चीज क्यों लिखी है जिसपे कि इतनी आसानी से आप डिसबिलीव कर दो? इट्स नॉट सो इजी. दिस इज पॉसिबल नाउ डेज, इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल, बट दैट टाइम इट वॉज. सेजेस वेर वेरी पावरफुल सेजेस. डिफरेंट टाइम देर आर डिफरेंट पावर्स अवेलेबल फॉर द पीपल. इन कलयुग द पावर अवेलेबल इज वेरी लेस, बिकॉज डिवाइन पावर्स आर लेस इफेक्टिव इन कलयुग. In other ages it's very powerful. So that was the birth of Vyasadeva. And later on Shantanu also came one day, met, then he proposed Satyavati, then Satyavati said, no, you have to talk to my father. Then he went to talk to his father, then his father put the condition that the son of my daughter will become the king, then only he will marry. Then all things happened, like that is Trigna Mahabharata. So every millennium is divided into three periods, and each period is called Sandhya. So Vyasadeva appeared in third Sandhya of that particular age. Third Sandhya, each Sandhya, you know, first Sandhya, second Sandhya, third Sandhya. So Dwapar Yug ke kis Sandhya mein prakat hue? Third Sandhya, means last part of Dwapar Yug. Vyasadeva. Get the point? See, exact location is given. When Vyasadeva appeared. Even point out, okay, third Sandhya. Third Sandhya of Dwapar Yuga is last period. So Sudha Goswami is continuing. Sa-tadachit Saraswatya Upasprishya Jalam Suchi Ivipta Ek Asina Udite Ravi Mandale. Once upon a time, Vyasadeva, as the sun rose, took his morning ablution in the waters of the Saraswati. Saraswati river was existing at that time, and sat alone to concentrate. Saraswati nadi mein pani liya, usse ablution kiya, chadhaya jal chadhaya, uske baad kya kiya, baith ke meditation karne lage. Saraswati nadi ke kinare. Aur Prabhupada likh rahe hain ki Saraswati river is still flowing in Badrikasram area of Himalaya aaj bhi. सरस्वती रिवर आप भी जाके देख सकते हैं, वहां पर सरस्वती रिवर की एक ही जगह पे है, बद्रिकाश्रम में आपको दिखेगी, उसके बाद नहीं दिखेगी. हाँ अभी भी है सरस्वती रिवर, इज स्टिल देयर ओनली इन बद्रिकाश्रम, एंड देयर ही एंटर्स इनसाइड द ग्राउंड एंड देन ही विल नॉट सी सरस्वती रिवर. And the Bhadrikasram is the ashram of Vyasadeva. And it is said that Vyasadeva is still today also he is present there. Madhvacharya went and met Vyasadeva in Bhadrikasram. How many of you know this? You know that? Madhvacharya went and met Vyasadeva 1000 years back. He was an important personality. That's why Madhvacharya is called disciple of Vyasadeva. He went and he got the knowledge from Vyasadeva directly. And then he wrote the commentary on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Because Shankaracharya had given his commentary on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, the Ram Sutra, which is misleading. Shankaracharya has given the Sharirak Bhashya, written the Sharirak Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra, which is misleading philosophy, wrong philosophy. So Madhvacharya appeared to correct Shankaracharya. So people, then how, who will authorize? So he went to Vyasadeva with Sharirak Bhashya of Shankaracharya and he said, is it correct Bhashya? Have you written Vedanta Sutra with this meaning? Vyasadeva said, no, this is wrong. And then Vyasadeva explained that already I have written Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a commentary on Vedanta. That is the correct explanation. You read. And then the Madhvacharya wrote commentary on Vedanta Sutra and Bhagavatam under the guidance of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva has written Vedanta Sutra. He knows what is right and what is wrong. But Shankaracharya, he misled. Shankaracharya, why he misled? Why he gave wrong philosophy? He gave the wrong philosophy because he was ordered by Krishna to do like that. It is mentioned in Padma Purana. Padma Purana explains that how Shankaracharya is going to appear and then he will give the wrong philosophy. I'll show you the sloka also, Padma Purana sloka, where Lord Shiva is telling to Mother Parvati that to preach the philosophy of Mayavad, I will appear in the earth. Lord Shiva says to Parvati, I will appear in the on the earth as a Brahmana and I will preach the philosophy of Mayavad, which will delude people, which will deviate people from the path of Vedas, real meaning of Vedas. So Shankaracharya, so Vyasadeva was the guru of Madhvacharya. Then Madhvacharya wrote the right, correct philosophy, correct. Anyway, so यहाँ पे बताया गया कि परावरज्ञ सऋषि कालेन अव्यक्त रंगहसा युग धर्म व्यतिक्रम प्राप्त भूमि युगे युगे. तो बैठ गए मेडिटेशन, मेडिटेट करने के लिए, कॉन्सेंट्रेट करने के लिए. ही सैट ऑन द बैंक ऑफ सरस्वती एंड देन द ग्रेट सेज व्यास सॉ, ही कुड सी फ्यूचर, फ्यूचर व्हाट इज गोइंग टू कम इन कली युग. He could saw anomalies in the duties of the millennium. This happens on the earth in different ages due to unseen forces in the course of time. The great sages like Vyasa, they were liberated souls and therefore they can see clearly past and future. Thus he could see the future anomalies in the Kali Yuga and accordingly he made arrangements for the people in general so that they can execute a progressive life in this age. So what he did? When he saw, what he saw? He saw here, bhautikanam cha bhavanam sakti hrasam cha tatkritam asadharanani satvan durmedhan hrishita yusaha दुर्भगान्सजनान् वीक्ष्य मुनिर्दिव्येन चक्षुषा सर्ववर्णाश्रमाणां यदद्भ्यो हितममोघदृक्। व्हाट ही सॉ, द ग्रेट सेज हु वाज फुली इक्विप्ड इन नॉलेज कुड सी थ्रू हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल विजन दिव्य दृष्टि। व्हाट ही कुड सी, द डेटेरियरेशन ऑफ एवरीथिंग मटेरियल ड्यू टू द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द एज ऑफ कलि। Everything will deteriorate in the age of Kali. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life. People will be faithless and that they will be reduced in the duration of life. Their duration of life will be short in Kali Yuga. And they would be impatient due to lack of goodness. They will be impatient. Patience nahi hoga. They will not have any dhirya. Thus he contemplated for the welfare, how to do welfare of such people, how to do some kalyan in Kali Yuga. So what he did? Chatur hotram karma suddham prajanam diksha vaidikam vedad dhagya dhadya santasyai vedamekam chaturvidham. He saw that sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas are many. Their means by which the people's occupation could be purified. So to simplify the process, he divided the one Veda into four. He divided Vedam Ekam Chatur Vidham. Ek Veda pale tha. So he char part mein simplified, chota chota kar diya. Kyun? Kyun kiya? Taki? In order to expand them among men. Logon ko aasani se samajh aaye. So formally there was only one Veda named Yajurveda. What was the name? Yajur. And the four divisions of sacrifice were there specially mentioned. But to make them more easily performable, the Veda was divided into four divisions of sacrifice. Above the four Vedas, namely Rig Vedas, Yajur, Sam and Atharva, there are the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Samhita, etc., which are known as the fifth Ved. How many Ved? Four Ved, and there is fifth Ved. Fifth Veda is Mahabharata, Puranas and Samhita. Now, what he did after that? So now one Veda into four. And he see, Riga, Yajur, Sam, Atharva, रिग यजु यजु साम अथर्व नाम चारों वेद के नाम दे दिए। रिग यजु साम अथर्व आख्या मतलब इसका नाम पड़ा। वेदास चत्वार उद्धृता, ये चार प्रकार के वेद। इतिहास पुराणम च पंचमो वेद उच्यते। तो फोर डिविजन्स ऑफ द ओरिजिनल सोशल नॉलेज वेर मेड सेपरेटली, बट द हिस्टोरिकल फैक्ट इतिहास इतिहास एंड पुराण पुराणम च हिस्टोरिकल फैक्ट्स एंड ऑथेंटिक स्टोरीज। कैसी स्टोरीज? ऑथेंटिक, नॉट इमेजिनरी। ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड, नॉट इमेजिनरी, ऑथेंटिक। इतिहास एंड पुराण, इतिहास मीन्स हिस्ट्री। हिस्ट्री हिस्ट्री इज नॉट लाइक समथिंग इमेजिनेशन। There is difference between itihas and imagination. You get the point? So there are authentic stories mentioned in the Purana are called the fifth Veda. Mention it. They are the fifth part of the fifth Veda. They are not some concocted story. उसके बाद क्या हुआ? तत्र वेद धरह पहिल सामगो जैमिनी कवि वैसंपायन एवं को निष्णातो यदि सामुत। जब चार भाग में डिवाइड किया वेदों को, तो पाइल ऋषि जो थे उनको प्रोफेसर बना दिया गया, ऋग्वेद का प्रोफेसर। पाइल ऋषि, पाइल चार शिष्य थे व्यास के, उनमें से एक शिष्य पाइल, पाइल ऋषि को बना गया ऋग्वेद का प्रोफेसर। डिपार्टमेंट बांट दिया, आप ऋग्वेद के डिपार्टमेंट के इंचार्ज। जैमिनी ऋषि को बनाया गया सामवेद का इंचार्ज प्रोफेसर। वैसंपायन ऋषि को बनाया गया यजुर्वेद का प्रोफेसर। उसके बाद अथर्व अंगिरा सम आसित, अथर्व का इंचार्ज किसको बनाया गया? अंगिरा ऋषि को। और इतिहास और पुराणों का पिता किसको? इतिहास और पुराणों का प्रोफेसर किसको बनाया गया? रोमहर्षण। रोमहर्षण कौन थे? शुद्ध गोस्वामी जो बोल रहे हैं इनके पिताजी रोमहर्षण। ही बिकेम द प्रोफेसर ऑफ वेदास पुराणास एंड हिस्ट्री महाभारत एंड ऑल दिस। तो वेदम स्वम स्वम व्यस्य अनेकधा शिष्य प्रशिष्य वेदाते साखिनो भवन। तो ऑल दीज लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स इन देयर टर्न रेंडर देयर अनट्रस्टेड इंटरेस्टेड वेदाज इन टू देयर मेनी डिसाइपल्स। उन्होंने अपने शिष्य को पढ़ाया, तो जो प्रोफेसर बने उन्होंने अपने डिसाइपल्स को पढ़ाया, फिर उन्होंने अपने डिसाइपल्स को पढ़ाया एंड ग्रैंड डिसाइपल्स एंड ग्रेट ग्रैंड डिसाइपल्स and thus the respective branches of the followers of the Vedas came into being. इस तरह से परंपरा। त एव वेदा दुर्मेधै धायन्ते पुरुषैर्यथा एवं चकार भगवान व्यास कृपण वत्सल। व्यास जी कौन है? भगवान, नॉट ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन। Thus the great sage Vyasa, who is very kind to the ignorant masses, edited the Vedas so they might be assimilated by less intelligent people. People will be less intelligent, so how will they understand? So therefore he made it simplified version of Vedas for us. स्त्री शूद्र द्विज बंधुनाम त्रयी न श्रुति गोचरा कर्म श्रेयसी मूढ़ानाम श्रेयम एव भवेदिह इति भारतम आख्यानम कृपया मुनिना कृतम। और आउट ऑफ कंपैशन द ग्रेट सेज थॉट इट वाइज दैट दिस वुड इनेबल मेन टू अचीव द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ। दस ही कंबाइंड द ग्रेट हिस्टोरिकल नरेशन कॉल्ड महाभारत महाभारत फॉर वुमेन लेबरर्स एंड फ्रेंड्स ऑफ द ट्राइब्स वॉर। फिर उन्होंने क्या लिखा? महाभारत लिखा। किसके लिए? स्त्री शूद्र और द्विज बंधु, बिकॉज दे आर कंसिडर्ड लेस इंटेलिजेंट in spirituality, spiritual life. So they can't understand the deep meanings of Vedas, therefore for them he wrote Mahabharat. Mahabharat kya hai? Simple story. Uske through he tried to make people understand spiritual, but Mahabharat is not pure spirituality. Try to understand. Mahabharat is not pure spirituality. Therefore when Mahabharat, in Mahabharat only Bhagavad Gita portion is the pure spirituality. So they were very nicely Vyasadeva put Bhagavad Gita at the right place. Very, you know, when the everything, everybody, when you read Mahabharata, you will be very excited. When you become maximum excited? When there is war is going to start. Oh, what will happen in this war? So Vyasadeva said, okay, now you please wait and hear now Bhagavad Gita. This is the purpose for which I have written Mahabharata. Otherwise, why he will write Bhagavad Gita at the beginning of war? So he made very exciting situation, so many conspiracies, this, that, you know, and complicated equations, all these politics, to bring to the people to the point where they can now understand, hear very submissively Bhagavad Gita. Now Arjuna is not fighting. Oh, not fighting. Why is not fighting? These people has to be killed. No, why is not fighting? This is the reason. Okay, now Lord Krishna is speaking. What is he speaking? Okay, Bhagavad Gita. So that people can understand Bhagavad Gita. There is
the reality. What happened
here? What happened actually? Yeah. That is the reality. History. And Mahabharata war was fought 5000 years back, 3102 BC, in February month, Mahabharata war. Exact date is calculated. The position of all the planets are given in Mahabharata. When the war was being fought, what was the situation of the various planetary systems? So with this that planetary system's calculation, you can find out the exact day of Mahabharata war. Similarly, when Kali Yuga will end, what will be the situation of the planet? Already it is given. So from that you can find out how many years later Kali Yuga is going to end. Everything is scientific. We'll stop now. Last look I'll read. Evam pravrittasya sada bhutanam sresi dvija sarvatma ekinapi yada natu syat dhridayam tatah. O twice born brahmana, still his mind was not satisfied. Kiska? Vyasadeva. He wrote so many things, but still his mind was not satisfied. Searching it, oh, I have written so many Vedas, so many Puranas, so many Mahabharata, everything, but I am not feeling satisfied because still I think people will not get the maximum benefit. I have to do something more. Although he engaged himself in working for the total welfare of all people, still he was not satisfied in his heart. And thus the sage, being dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect. And what he reflected? Because he saw the essence of religion, and he said within himself, what he said? He said, I have, under the strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master, and the order of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Sudras and others can see the path of religion. I am feeling incomplete, although I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. I have written everything, still I am feeling incomplete. Why? Kimba bhagavata dharma na prayana nirupita priya paramahansanam ta eva hi achyuta priya. Kimba bhagavata dharma. लगता है, मुझे लगता है, हो सकता है कि मैंने भागवत धर्म का अभी तक भागवता धर्मा भागवत धर्म का के लिए कोई किताब नहीं लिखी. नौ प्रायण निरूपिता, कोई निरूपण नहीं किया अभी तक. जो कि प्रिया परमहंसा नाम, जो परमहंसों का भी प्रिय है. परमहंस मीन, परमहंस मीन्स द लिबरेटेड सोल, परफेक्टेड सोल. And it is very dear to the Lord. So this may be why I am incomplete, he is guessing. This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service, bhakti, of the Supreme Lord. Abhi tak bhakti nahi bataya logo ko. Isilie lagta hai ki main khush nahi hu. Which is dear birth to the perfect being and to the infallible Lord. As mentioned before, Narad, usi samay kya hua? Narad Muni wahan pe pahunche, Vyas Dev ke saath. On the banks of Saraswati, just as Vyasdeva was regretting his defect. So Vyasdeva was regretting his defect in his writing. In spite of writing so many Vedas, he was not satisfied. So what was the defect he was regretting? That he has not explained about the bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. So Narad Muni usi samay wahan pe pahunch gaye. Or at the auspicious arrival of Sri Narad, Sri Vyasa got up respectfully and worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the creator. So next time we'll discuss what happened when Narad Muni arrived there. Today we are discussing just history, you know. So then he will, Narad Muni will instruct. Who is Narad Muni? He is the guru of Vyasadeva. So he will tell Vyasadeva that yes, you are right. Narad Muni will chastise Vyasadeva because Guru has the right to chastise, and daanteenge Vyasadeva ko, jamke daanteenge. Tumne bahut bada galti kiya hai, sara Ved Puran likh diya, logon ko confuse kar diya hai. Aur koi Puran likh raha hai to usme usko bada bata raha hai, usme usko bada bata raha hai. Meat eating bhi allow kar diya, sab kar diya tumne. Ye bhi theek hai, ye bhi theek hai, sab theek hai. लोग क्या करेंगे, तुम्हारे नाम से पाप करेंगे। नारद मुनि डांटते हैं व्यासदेव, इट विल कम व्हेन वी रीड दिस। एंड देन ही सेड यू राइट प्योर भक्ति, शुद्ध भक्ति, श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो द श्रीमद् भागवतम इज द ओनली लिटरेचर इज कम्प्लीटली प्योर, अमल पुराण दिस है। व्यासदेव हैज रिटन इट कम्प्लीटली विदाउट एनी टिंज ऑफ कंटामिनेशन। ऑल अदर्स आर सम वेयर देर इज लिटिल कंटामिनेशन, ऑल अदर पुराण, बट द भागवत पुराण इज प्योर एंड इज द लास्ट लिटरेचर रिटन बाई व्यासदेव। इसके बाद कुछ नहीं लिखा हुआ। सो द लास्ट लिटरेचर ही गेव द कंक्लूजन ऑफ इंटायर वैदिक नॉलेज। इफ यू रीड श्रीमद् भागवतम देन यू यू डोंट हैव टू रीड इंटायर वैदिक नॉलेज, बिकॉज दिस इज द कंक्लूजन। Just like you, when you do research thesis, you publish thesis, at the end you write conclusion. If somebody can read conclusion, he don't have to read entire thesis. You can, isn't it? Conclusion just you can understand what is the purpose of entire thesis, what is the outcome of whole thesis. So similarly, Bhagavatam is the last literature, as we have seen just now. Just after writing everything, he is satisfied. Now he will write Bhagavatam. If you read Bhagavatam, then you will come to know the conclusion of all the Vedic literature. There was Nigam Sa Nigam Kalpa Taror Galitam Phalam Sukmukhadam Ritadra Sanjitam Pivatam Bhagavatam Rasmalayam Murao Bhuvika Bhuvibhavata. The Nigam Kalpa, ye Vedo ka jo ped hai, vriksh hai, usko vriksh se tulna kiye, entire Vedas, Vedic literature, branches, various sub branches, ye tree. लेकिन भागवतम इज अ गलितम फलम, उस पेड़ का कैसा फल है, गलितम मतलब राइपेंड फ्रूट ऑफ दैट ट्री। व्हाट इज द पर्पस ऑफ ट्री, टू ईट फ्रूट, नो नॉट टू यू नो ईट ब्रांचेज और लीव, नो। सो भागवतम इज द फ्रूट ऑफ वैदिक ट्री, सो इट जस्ट वी हैव टू रीड फ्रूट, ईट फ्रूट, isn't it? Just read Bhagavatam, that's all. You don't have to read entire Vedic literature, not required. That is for other people who are not on that level to eat fruit. But somebody can eat fruit and digest, then he should eat fruit. So therefore we recommend people to eat directly the fruit, ripened, paka hua phal. Galitam phalam, matlab phal bhi kacha phal nahi hai ye, kacha phal hai? गलितम, पका हुआ फल है भागवतम। यू कैन सम ईट भागवतम, ड्रिंक भागवतम रस, रसमालय, रस मलाई, पीवतम भागवतम रसम आलय, रसमाल, है ना, रसमाल। जस्ट लाइक पीव इज एंड दिस इज सच ए फूड फ्रूट दैट देर इज नो यू नो सीड और सील का कवर। You have to just, juice is there, you have to just pivotam, you have to drink. It's not that eat, khane ke liye nahi bol rahe, khadatam nahi bol rahe, kya bol rahe? Pivotam. Why? Because juice is easily digestible. Liquid. So liquid is, so fruits may be, kaisa fruit? Juice nikala hua fruit hai. It means fruit mein jo rese hote hai, wo bhi hata diya gaya hai. Kuch nahi, bilkul just directly you drink and enjoy. That is Bhagavatam. You read Bhagavatam, then you can understand all the Vedic literature. We will stop here. Thank you. Anybody has any question? We have just discussed the history of Vedic literature in brief. So this is a Sutta Goswami is recollecting what he had heard. When Sukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, in that assembly Sutta Goswami was sitting. Vyasadeva. So this discussion, actually Bhagavatam starts from second canto. फर्स्ट कैंटो थर्ड और फोर्थ चैप्टर, इन द फर्स्ट कैंटो देर आर मेनी चैप्टर, देर आर हिस्ट्री ऑफ भागवतम।
It's not actually Bhagavatam. So what Bhagavatam we read is the some edition. Just like edition comes na, books ka edition. तो इसमें क्या ऐड किया हुआ है, सम भागवतम जो व्यास जी ने लिखा उसमें थोड़ा एडिशन भी हुआ है। एडिशन की मतलब उसके बाद भी कई सेजेस थे जिन्होंने इसको फिर से पढ़ा। जब सूत गोस्वामी नैमिषारण्य में जब बोल रहे थे उस समय का ये रिकॉर्डिंग है। दिस नॉट द भागवतम व्हाट वी आर डिस्कसिंग रीडिंग इज द भागवतम रिटन बाई व्यास जी। दिस इज द भागवतम विच वॉज स्पोकन बाई सूत गोस्वामी एट द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ नैमिषारण्य and that was put compiled. But the Suta Goswami was speaking the book. Which book? From the book which he had made the notes from Sukadev Goswami's class. And Sukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, so Suta Goswami made the notes in the class. With that notes he was speaking in this class. So here Suta Goswami is speaking in Namisaranti. So in this class somebody would have made notes and then he has written out. The Suta Goswami, he made notes in Sukadeva Goswami's class. And so Sukadeva Goswami, from where he learned? He learned from the Vyasa. He is the son of Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami. So Sukadeva Goswami was directly given Bhagavatam, which originally was written by Vyasa. So that is Suta Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami, therefore if you read Bhagavatam, then Bhagavatam is the conversation between the Maitreya Muni and Vidur. So the last history, if you read, then you will see that you'll see that how like Vidura made to Vidura made to Uddhav, and Uddhav directed Vidura to go to Maitreya Muni. So that is also history. So Sukadeva Goswami is narrating. So there are so many speakers parallelly speaking in Bhagavatam. Suta Goswami is speaking to the sages. So what is Suta Goswami is saying, that what Sukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. So Suta Goswami is speaking to the sages, and then you'll find that Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. And when Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, then he will speak that what Maitreya was speaking to Vidura. So therefore Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that Vidura asked Maitreya Rishi. So the Suta Goswami will say that Sukadeva Goswami said that Maitreya said to Vidura. You get the point? So he is not saying that I am saying. No. He said this is a parampara system. Parampara. So Sukadeva Goswami, then Maitreya is asking to Vidura. He is replying to Vidura. So that Bhagavatam. And Maitreya, where he learned Bhagavatam? Directly from the Lord. Directly from the Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, before going back to the spiritual world, he spoke Bhagavatam to Uddhavji. And that Bhagavatam was, and with Uddhavji there was Maitreya Muni. So he heard that Bhagavatam from the Lord, and the same Bhagavatam he spoke to Vidur, which was recorded by Vyasadeva in written form. Hare. Thank you very much. Now time is over, so we will stop here. We can discuss further in the next class. I am just giving you all information, detailed information, so that our misconceptions should be removed about the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature is a very systematic presentation. You know, a person, who can understand this Bhagavatam? People will become confused. Unless you don't know the Bhagavatam in totality, after saying, कौन बोल रहा है? Suta Goswami बोल रहे हैं, Sukadeva Goswami बोल रहे हैं, Maitreya बोल रहे हैं. It's not so easy. We have to go thoroughly in detail कहाँ पे कौन क्या बोल रहा है, you know? Then only you can understand. थैंक यू। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर।